Parshas Toldos Beis Tefillah Tovshin Ein Zayin. Baruch Hashem, the rain has started to come. I told my wife that listening to the weather forecast causes a lack of emunah. How do I know? Because I give a shir a certain construction site, a certain company, and the guy told me on Tuesday, he said, on Thursday, it's going to rain so much that we won't be able to work anyway. So we'll come to you. Instead of you coming to us and at the site, there'll be so much rain coming down that it will be impossible to work. And so we'll come to you as the Beis Medrash. So what happens? Thursday afternoon, Ephes. So what, we hear the forecast. It's like a nevuah. People mamash believe it 100%. And then we stop davening. Stop davening, then comes down shvach. So the point is that we have to believe that it depends on our tefillos, and only then we'll get the rain we need. I'd like to share with you a piece which I found in the Siach Yitzchok. Siach Yitzchok is a sefer written by a Bitzchok Yeruchim Bordiansky, who is the Mashkiach of Kol Torah. He is Shlomo Zalman's son-in-law, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and I think it's a very, very interesting and inspiring piece that discusses lots about the Ovos, about Avraham, about Yitzchak, about Yaakov. I think it could be has a very important message. We start off with the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, in the very first parak, tells us, Deos harbe yesh lekol echad ve'echad mibnei adam. People have different characteristics. Deos over here means midos. Zu mishun mizu. There are people who get very angry. They're always angry. And there are people who don't get angry. Every few years they'll get a bit angry, just for a bit. There are people who are very big and haughty. They feel Trump. They feel top of the world. And there are people who are feel very humble. There are people who have great lust. They're bali typhus. And there are people who naturally, they're very, very easygoing. And they don't desire things. There are people who are big misers. They don't spend their money. And there are people who spend all the money. In every middle, says the Rambam, you have extremes. You have the extremes of the two ends of the spectrum. People very into that middle, or people very, very the opposite. And you have the Beinuni. The Beinuni is the middle. It says the Derech HaYeshara, where a person should follow, is the Beinuni. The Beinuni is where you're equally distant from both ends. And therefore, shouldn't be very easy to get angry. But you should get angry at things that are necessary to teach people. You should get angry. Your money, should give tzedakah, but don't spend it all. You have to graft it in the right way. Therefore, says the Rambam, this is called Derech Hashem. This is this way, this Derech of going the middle path of being a Beinoni, is what Avraham Avinu taught his sons. Shenemar ki adasiv lemana sheitzave es bonov es beisai achrov v'shomu Derech Hashem lasis doko mishpat. The Rambam says this is what it means, Derech Hashem, to be a Beinoni. Stoko mishpat, to be a Beinoni in between. And whoever follows this way, he will get brocha, shenemar leman avi Hashem l'Avraham et asher diber olav. So this is what Avraham Avinu taught us, to be the Beinoni. That's all we need to explain. What does it mean to be Benoni? Does it mean to be a mediocre? Is that what it means? Chas v'sholom. If MS, the Chazon Ish writes, that as MS is extreme. Can't compromise on MS. So what does it mean we're supposed to be in the middle? That means you're compromising. How do you ever have a pshara? We're compromising. So what does it mean to be Benoni? It explains, it means that you have the flexibility to be sometimes at this end and sometimes at that end. That's what it means. A Benoni means a person who has the ability to decide and do what's right. That's what it means. We find the Maral points out that Emes is built of the Aleph and the Sof and the Mem. The Emes is from the middle, it's equally balanced to both ends. That's what Emes is. So the point is, a person shouldn't get stuck with a certain midah, they can't budge, that's him, for good or for bad. And that's exactly what happened to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was naturally into midas ha-chesed. That's what he was. He was a giver. He would help people. He would have the eshel. Three Arabs would come on the day when he was ill. He would run after them, and he'd provide them. He'd slaughter three bulls just to give them a tongue each. Unbelievable chesed. We can't even understand such a thing. So that's Avraham's nature, right? He's ish chesed. Yet, the same Avraham, when he came to Yishmael, when he was told to follow Sarah's instructions, and Sarah says, Yishmael's got to get out. So the same Avraham, Baal Chesed, throws him out. Mamash throws him out. Because she gives him some food or some drink to go on the way, as if he hates him. The Chazal use such expressions. But how could that be? You're an Ish Chesed. What happened? Nachon. I'm an Ish Chesed. But I'm not. But when the time is to act differently, the time has come, because this is Nevuah that I'm told to follow a Sora. So Avraham has the flexibility to use an opposite midah. Because he was a Benyan, he had an equal ability to be on each side of the spectrum. Again, Avraham, the Ish Chesed, he's told to do Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak, to slaughter your only son. A Baal Chesed, no, it's not possible. A Baal Chesed, how could a Baal Chesed want to slaughter his son? The answer is, Avraham was a Baal Chesed, true, but he was a Yirah Shamayim. The Yirah Shamayim says, you don't just follow your own nature. Yirah Shamayim says that you do what Hashem wants. And Avraham had the ability to step back from being a Baal Chesed and to go and go to Shecht Yitzchak with Kol HaSimcha. And even when he was told to stop, he still wanted to continue. Because that's what it's all about. That's what Hashem says, Ati Yodati Kirei Elokim Ato. We see that you follow the Yirah Shamayim, not following your instincts and your natural tendencies. We find this not only happened to Avraham, we find this in this week's parasha as well. Yitzchak Avinu is Midas HaGvura. Okay, that's Yitzchak, he just allowed himself to go. He's Gvura, he's Din. Hashem says I need to be shechted, no problem. That's probably why the Akedah is more, is famous to be Avraham's trump. Right? Why, more than Yitzchak, we always know that in the Torah, it's from the strangeness of Avraham. Right? What about Yitzchak? Yitzchak was easier, because he was Midas Adin. Hashem said. By Avraham it was Chesed. It was a bigger trial for him. So Yitzchak is Din. Now, Pi Din, if you, the father, have been trying to give a bracha to your son, and your other son lies to you, misleads you, he it gets dressed up, And he's been cheating his father. Al Pidin, Yitzhak should be cursing his son. And who is concerned for that? Who entertained the idea? What? Yaakov himself? Yaakov himself said that I'll be cursed. And Rivka said, okay, I like Laros Chabni. It was a real cheshbon. A din, a pi din, a son, a younger son, completely fools his father. And he lied to him. And he said, Pchorecho. He lied to him a few times. And he misled him and gets dressed up. A pi din. Should be fire and brimstones. What happens? When Yitzhak finds out, he chaps. And then what does Yitzhak say? Gam baruch yeh. What happened? But you know, you're a din. You should be screaming, you should be beating him up. Because derech Hashem. It's true that Yitzhak was din. He was kuli Yerushalayim. Therefore Yitzhak understood that this was the heavenly plan. He realized that Ma'ashamayim, this is the way things have been worked out, and this is the way it had to be. And obviously he was mistaken. And obviously Esav should not have got the brachas. And at that moment, instantaneously, Yitzhak understands that and says, Gam Baruch here. Why? Because Yitzhak, the way he lived, wasn't just following his instincts. It was Derech Hashem. And Derech Hashem means you have the flexibility to be at the other end of the spectrum if necessary. You have to judge the situation and act accordingly. You're not stuck to your specific middah. Likewise, we have Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, what's the middah of Yaakov? Titen emes leYaakov. Yaakov was an ish emes. Yet all the time and all the time, again and again, Yaakov is forced to do the opposite. He's forced to go against his nature, against his derech, against his lifestyle. He has to cheat his father and lie to him. Can you imagine the terrible feeling it was for Yaakov? It's not me. Why should I have to steal, lie to my father? Yaakov Ishtam. There are people who they enjoy stealing. It's a thrill for them. They like cheating people. They feel trumped if they can fool someone. They feel great. But Yaakov is Yosher. He's an ish emes. The last thing he wants to do is to lie. And to lie to his father. And to cheat him. It's a pachad. It's completely against his nature. Why is Yaakov doing it? Derech Hashem. He understood. He was told by his mother, this is the nevuah. The nevuah I got is what you have to do. So Yaakov is forced to go against his nature. And to do Ratzon Hashem. Believe me, he wasn't enjoying himself. But that's what he had to do. And he knew that this was the Ratzon Hashem, so he had to do it. And he had to lie. He had to disguise himself. It happens more. Yaakov Avinu, by Lavan as well. It's also, he has to do tricks. Yaakov Avinu with Lavan, no, he's forced to do the whole stuff with the makrois. It's also tricks. It's also playing games. Marasot. He needed to get his work, and he was eligible to be paid for his time and to support his family. The whole story of the makrois and then the love on, it was also tricks. It wasn't Derech HaYashar. That's what Yaakov Kamenetsky says. Nemes Yaakov. It's not matim. It's not the normal way an ish emes would go to play those tricks with the makrois. But that's what he's supposed to do. And then with Esav, what happened to Yaakov? Esav said, when Esav and Parshas Vayishlach, Esav comes, and Esav says, oh, let me accompany you. Let's go to Zaman, go hand in hand. What does Yaakov say? We'll meet in Sira, we'll meet over there, you go ahead. Yaakov didn't mean to get there. More learns from here, that's Yarchiv Lo Yisaderach. It's a lie. But Yaakov again and again is put in a situation that's the opposite of his nature. What's happening? Because that's Derech Hashem. It's to do Ratzon Hashem. Yaakov Avinu was put in that situation. He had to do what he had to do. Because that's the correct behavior. You're not stuck with your midah. And I've told you before that Mar Shiva told me he once met a German Jew after the war. And he said, how do you survive? What's your story? The guy said, I had a permit for Palestine. I was in Germany and I had a visa to go to Palestine. And you had to write on the form, you have to write your arrival address. And I knew it was in Haifa. I knew the name of the road, I didn't remember the number. So I couldn't fill in the form. And the German said, oh, you didn't fill in the form, you can't go. So he lost his permit. And he managed to survive the war, but through terrible, terrible sufferings during the whole war, to survive. So Mar Shiva asked him, and why didn't you make up a number? Just make a figure, what's the big difference? Just make his house number 26. Mabaya. So he said, I should lie. I'm not going to lie. Moshe Shiva said, it's not Yiddish, it's Yekish. That's what he said. It's the Leika Alocha. It's the Leika Alocha. It's Yekish, but not Yiddish. It's not a Jewish thing. He should have lied. My said to Nazi Germany, you got to leave. Because look, save your life. He's being Yekish because that was his nature. This guy was a Yashar and he couldn't. He was stuck. He was stuck to his. It's a good mitzvah to be Yashar. Don't get me wrong, but it's his nature and he couldn't budge. But reality, Derech Hashem means, of course you have a nature. But you have to be able to assess the situation and know what does Hashem want you to do now and have the flexibility to sometimes go against your nature. Don't be yakish. Brings from Mashkiach of Chasku Levinstein. So we have the bird in the Torah called the Chasida. It's a Tommy bird, can't eat it. The Gemara says, why is it called a Chasida? Says the Gemara, because Oisa Chesed im Chavroisel. Amazing. So why is it Tommy bird? Sounds gewaldic. Oifa Balas Chesed finds food, he calls all her friends. So why is it Oif Tommy? Said the Mashgiach, because that was her nature. She's always a Baras Chesed. Can't budge. So therefore it's an Oif Tommy. Derech Hashem means sometimes you have to do Chesed, sometimes you don't do Chesed. You have to depend on the situation. It's a bad influence to your family, you can't do Chesed. You can't bring that person in if it's going to give bad things. Or it's on your wife's expense, whatever it is. But if you're stuck, you can't say no, it's Oif Tommy. But it's a surah chay levavchem. Levavchem is the plural. Yetzer toy v'yetzer ra. So, lo yetzer sur, why can't I go after my good yetzer? Because you can't be stuck. You have to be able to, you have to have the ability to sometimes go against your nature. Brings from the Alter Mikelem, he suffered from two illnesses. He had a problem with his heart and a problem with his lungs. And the medicine for his heart affected his lungs. And the medicine for his lungs affected his heart. Had a side effect. And the doctors didn't know what to do. If they cure if they're trying to help his lungs, it hurts his heart. They try and cure, help his heart, it hurts the lungs. The doctors didn't know what to do. So the Alter learned to assess the situation and see which one's more critical right now to deal with, and he would take the medicine for that, for where he's right now, even though he was able to assess that even though it's going to hurt the other Avar. So the Alter said, why is Hashem doing this to me? Why did he put me in such a crazy situation? To teach me the message. Yeah, you can't be stuck. You have to have the flexibility to sometimes deal with this and sometimes deal with that. Even though It's the opposite. So then we continue with Rivka. Rivka is chosen because she's a balas chesed. Right, Eliezer finds Rivka. He finds her by putting her through a test of chesed. And Rashi brings down last week's parasha. Oh, she's fit for the Beis Avraham. She's a good wife because she's a balas chesed. Question is, balas chesed shkoyach, but she's not into Beis Avraham. She's to marry Yitzchak. Yitzchak is din. Why are you looking for a balas chesed? It's the wrong partner. He needs din for Avraham. If you're looking for a wife for Avraham, then it's good to have a balas chesed. If you're looking for a wife for Yitzchak, so why are you looking for a balas chesed? Likewise, by Avraham and Sarah, we also find opposites. Avraham wanted to do chesed to Yishmael, and Sarah said no. So the Siach Yitzchak says the following. This is the beauty of a Jewish home. Remember, Derech Hashem means that you have the ability and the flexibility to assess each situation to itself and do opposite things. It's hard to do that. Hashem created the Ezer Kenegdoi. And therefore, to help balance Yitzchak out, Yitzchak's Midas Adin. Who's going to balance him out? Who's going to help him not be stuck to Midas Adin? He has a wife, Rivka, who's Midas HaChesed. It's to help with the Derech Hashem. How could it be that Rivka, Hashem put Rivka in such a situation, just to cheat her husband? She sends Yaakov in. Why would Hashem do such a thing? That the brachas had to come out, that she has to cheat her husband. Isha Esher Oitzer Oitzem Baila. Nein. She's not cheating. She's there to bring the balance. Yitzhak wants her because she thinks differently. Yitzhak is taking her because she's a balas chesed and he's not. So therefore, in a Jewish home where the husband and wife they build together, the husband has his way of thinking and his wife has a different way of thinking. He's more seichel, she's more regesh, she has bina yisera. How do I know that? When I was young, I did the shiputz, I did the hachava. There was a kablan. My wife saw the kablan. She told me, I don't like him. I didn't say anything wrong with the guy. That's what she said. My wife doesn't say negative things. And I don't like this guy. I wasn't wise enough to listen. And I went there with this kablan, and believe me, I had such sorrows. He cheated me right and left. I had sorrows. Wife saw it straight away. She just saw the guy, said, I don't like this guy. Why? Lady has been in Yisera. They can see right to the guest. They can see he's a good guy, he's a bad guy. It's been in Yisera. That's the beauty of a Jewish home. They're together. Each one can balance each other out. So they can assess the situation. Each one helps each other. When Rashi brings down in Parshas Bereishis, Lo yitov lo'yisa adam levadoi, says Rashi, what's wrong with man being by himself? Shlo yoyimu shtei rishuyosin, shu yochid v'tachtoinim. Shem said, oh, you think the man thinks I'm a yochid, I'm like Hashem, who's also Yochid. So therefore, lo yitoy yitoy adam levado, we'll make him two, give him a pair. So what pshat? It's not just because of, oh, looks as if he's Hashem. But it's, he's lacking, if he's by himself, he's lacking. Because who's there to balance him out? Who's there to help him give different perspective to things? He needs it. He needs someone else to give him a counter opinion. Zocha, we have Ezer Kenegdoi. The woman was created to be an Ezer Kenegdoi, says the Chazal Nivomis. Zocha Ezer, Loi Zocha Kenegdoi. Question is, why is she at fault? Why is she suffering? If he's Zeicha, she's an Ezer. If he's not Zeicha, she's a Kenegdoi. What did she do wrong that she's now a Kenegdoi? Surely she doesn't want to be against him. Loi Zocha Kenegdoi. Says the Chaim Velazhana. No. It's not a default. It's good. Zocha, if the man gets it right, he gets the right perspective, good. Should be an Ezel. She'll help him carry it out. But Loi Zocha, if he doesn't get it right, she'll be the connector. She'll fix him up. It's not negative. It's a positive. Because if he doesn't have the right perspective, she'll be connected and give an opposite perspective to help him to see the Derech Hashem. Not to be stuck. To see things in the right way and be able to act accordingly. So Mela, it's a beautiful idea to appreciate things at home. Maybe you think A and she thinks B, and maybe you get frustrated. No. It's good. It's good to hear a different opinion. It's the Tevoscha. Maybe you need to assess it again to see what is the right way to do. Maybe you naturally would like to do A, and you have to assess again. Remember that Derech Hashem, be in the middle, to have the ability to be it, to use both ends of the spectrum. Sometimes you use this middle, and sometimes you use the opposite middle. That's a beautiful message we have based on this week's parsha. So we've been speaking about Shalom Bayis, about a Jewish home, and here we have another one. In this week's parsha, there's a Mazel Tov. Who's the Mazel Tov in this week's parsha? Parsha Toldos. Esav, right? The Perchovov, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. We meet the gentleman, Esav. Oh, Mamash, a big tzaddik. And in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Esav decides to get married. Vi Esav ben Arboim Shana. Veikach Ishas Yudis. Sounds amazing. Beautiful, huh? Says Rashi, Esav nimshal the chazir. Esav is to be compared to the pig. Shenemar yechasemeno chazir miyar. What's special about the pig? The pig, when he lies down, he puts his 2 feet ahead. That's the way pigs lie down. Why? What's he showing off? He's showing his simantara. Because in fact he has split hoofs. That's his simantara. He doesn't have, he's not. He doesn't chew the cud. And the pig sticks out his leg to say, Loimar, Ru'ushani Tohor. Look how I'm such a tzaddik and such a tohor. Look at my split hoofs. Kach, Esav. Eilu Goizlim. V'choimsim, they steal, and they show them. They pretend themselves to be kosher. Called Mem Shana, all the 40 years, the Esav sat noshim tachas yad baleim. He was hunting wives from married wives from the husbands, and then he would rape them. And now, when he's 40 years old, he says, oh, Abba, my father got married when he's 40. I also need to do the same. Says Rav Dessler in Michtav Merio. Here we're seeing the sheker. That the sheker has no, doesn't keep. He's pretending to be a gentleman. He wants to be married, but it's kulei sheker. It's just hiding his real lifestyle. And that's the message we have to be careful of. The chitzonius of people may pretend to be very righteous and spiritual, they're showing off the good deeds, but it's all chitzonius. But really inside, they're living a life of sheker. Okay, our next year, Bezrat Hashem, we'll be discussing truth and lies. Other cases when we're allowed to lie, obviously. The connection to this week's parsha is very clear with Yaakov. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll meet in 5 minutes' time. Thank you very much.